Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here, and you're going to be glad you're here because we got Kathy Perry back on the show. Kathy is a member of our Brain Trust. She is a speaker, a trainer, a social media expert. In fact, her new book is called 52 Social Media Tips You Need to Know, and we're going to get her to help us understand, small business owners, how we can make social media relevant to our lives. Where is the ROI in social media? Kathy Perry, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you back. Talk to us a little bit about, before we get into these tips,
okay.
Talk to us a little bit about the relevancy of social media to small business. Conceptually, what would you, if you were taking an 8-minute cab ride and you were sharing a cab with a small business owner, and this is a crusty old hidebound small business owner, and he said, Kathy, you're a social media expert. Why should I care?
Well, it is a way that we communicate today, and so if you don't care and you don't pay attention, you're missing out on an audience segment that you could be reaching, and you can have an opportunity to create a relationship and talk to your customers one-on-one in a way that you never can through traditional media.
Mm-hmm. Well,
everybody is there.
See, a lot of small business owners, they'll think that they already do that. See, because what you just described is a great explanation for a big company, because they don't do granular communication. They do mass media, but small business owners typically, I think they think that they're already doing that.
Well, I think that you're right. They feel that way, but there is so many people that are online and in social networks that you can extend your business just so much greater if you'll go ahead and take that step into social media and talk to your customers one-on-one. It's a great place to promote some specials that you have or deals. It's a great way to communicate to the customer in a way that you just can't.
But it's a different voice, isn't it? Because it's not a voice that you use like a marketing voice. It has to be a community-building voice.
Yes, it's really the personality of the business has to come through,
and the values,
that voice and the values of that business. Yes. And that's really what it's about, because today people want to get to know the person, you know, they don't want to have the marketing ads keep coming at them. They want to know that authentic person that runs that small business.
Well, and the reason why what you're saying is true is because over the last 20 years, almost everything that we can buy has become a commodity. And so what I sell is not much different from what you sell, Kathy. My price is going to be pretty close to your price. I've got good service. You've got good service. How would someone make a difference between you and me? How would they differentiate between you and me? Well, the only way to do that is what you just got through saying, the personality, the authenticity, the values. Isn't that the new differentiator that people are looking for these days?
Yes, and people want a relationship with who they do business with. Because if I can buy it online, why am I going to go to a store and pay more?
Right.
It's because of how I get treated. It's getting, having people know me and know who I want, who I am, and saying my name, you know, that whole communication. You know, we got away from that with some of the tools that have come down the line, and people want that.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, and what you said about if I can buy it online, more and more people who start out not planning to buy it online wind up doing that because that's where they do their research. They don't wait. They don't go to a shop anymore. Most people don't go to a shop anymore and have the salesman inform them about the product. They learn about it online, don't they? And then while they're there, hey, why don't I just click this button and do it now?
And that's why it's so important that a small business has a presence online, because they have the opportunity now to capture that client while they're online searching. And if they show up, they're going to have that opportunity that they wouldn't have if right. they're not online.
Now, you've got 52 social media tips that we're going to talk about. You and I are going to do a series on these. And
yes.
I appreciate your commitment to doing that with us. And let's get started and do a handful of these today.
Okay.
The first one that I think this is still something that you'd be talking to that guy, that crusty old guy in the cab with, you know, riding mm-hmm. with you. And the first one is determine your niche market. Now, talk to us about that.
Well, most businesses make the mistake of trying to market to everyone.
They think the world. They think they have to conquer the world, like Walmart.
Yes, yes. And rather than focus on, you know, their niche, and you can't market to the world. You have to look at your customer and say, okay, who is my ideal customer, and how can I get to talk to them? And here's a perfect example of that. My auto mechanic, a small businessman, but he, in addition to doing my car and doing regular cars, he specializes in high-performance cars. So, you know, that's a niche for him. So it isn't just that he does regular cars, but he wants to specialize in high-performance cars. So he has to have that messaging there, and he has to focus on that niche market.
Right, and stick to his knitting too, right? Because he doesn't want to go wandering off into doing trucks or motorcycles or whatever.
Right.
He knows where his and here's another important thing that I tell people all the time, Kathy, and that is that you don't have to conquer the world to be successful. Most small business owners don't have that many customers.
No, and actually, the number one secret. To success with social media is to have a laser-focused strategy. So having a laser-focused strategy that supports your sales cycle is really going to help you as well.
Tell us about that. How does that work?
So just like, you know, in offline marketing, you need a strategy for online marketing. So mm-hmm. the more laser-focused it is, it's better, and you're going to be able to reach your target. You know how, you know, if you think about the bullseye, the closer you can get to the center, the more successful
right.
you are, right?
Right.
So, and when we're talking about supporting your sales cycle, you have to take into account what the normal process is.
Yeah.
If it's a longer term or short term, and, you know, some companies.
Kathy, hold on to that thought, Kathy. I got to interrupt you. We've got to take a quick break. It's 20 after. Right back with more social media tips with our good friend Kathy Perry. Her book is 52 Social Media Tips You Need to Know. So I don't have to
dream alone. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.